Well, it's a strange way to flop back on the air after 8 days. But I don't care how I get here. I'm just glad to be here. I missed you. I really did. And I kind of feel it was very special. I loved sitting here and being with you all, listening to a wonderful concert like Garland Jeffries. I loved every bit of it. And I hope you did too. And this is almost a thrill for me. I mean, can you picture somebody like me not saying a word for 8 days? I didn't. Used up 16 pads of paper, but never said a word. A little trouble with the vocal cords, but I'm fine now, and I'm thrilled to be back with you, and I kind of hope, in a way, you missed me as much as I missed you, but I know that you've been ably cared for by Richard and Tom Herrera, and I want to thank them all. And we're going to fly tonight, a little unorthodox start for our flight, but nonetheless a wonderful start. Garland Jeffries got us off the ground in fine style. It's 12 minutes before 11. This is WNEW-FM in stereo. I'm the night bird, Allison Steele, and we will fly together until 2 o'clock. joyous music. I hope it can fade the feeling I'm feeling. Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Hoedown from the Trilogy album. And yes, from Close to the Edge in the Seasons of Man. And I wanted to remind you that the Garland Jeffries concert tonight was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Get to know ya, have a chance to show ya, round for just a while. Take you to the places, meet some brand new faces, share a Coke and make you smile. I couldn't help but notice, in my heart I know this could be something good. Can't we talk it over, lunch and Coca-Cola? I really kinda think we should. You see me in town, really nice to get to know ya. Over Coca-Cola, life is looking good.
Coca-Cola,
Coke adds life. But when you see me in town, it's really nice to get to know ya. Over Coca-Cola, life.
This is WNEW FM in New York. I'm Allison Steele, the Night Bird at 102.7. On your FM dial, flying with you until 2 o'clock. It's just a minute before 11.
If you have any questions about Social Security, there's just one place you can be sure of getting the right answers, and that's at any Social Security office. Whatever your question is about your rights and benefits under the law, you'll get a prompt and correct response from the people at Social Security. Call, write, or visit any Social Security office for accurate information about your rights and benefits under Social Security.
I have the brand new weather report for you. It's not great, but I'll pass it on anyway. It seems someone got April and May mixed up, and what we're getting, I suspect, is April showers. And we should be getting May flowers. Now, that raises the enormous question of what will we get in June? May flowers? I don't know. We'll find out. But overnight, it'll be cloudy, windy, and cool, with periods of rain likely, about 50 degrees. And during the day, Wednesday, cloudy and cool, again, periods of rain likely, with a chance of a few thunderstorms, high in the upper 50s. Wednesday night, cloudy and cool, maybe some thunderstorms in the low 50s. And Thursday, cloudy with a chance of a few showers, a high around 60. Notice they have a talent for wording it differently each time. The skies are filled with drizzle. The humidity is 93%. I wouldn't give you 93 cents for it. The wind's from the northeast, 9 miles an hour. It's 52 degrees. In Manhattan, and we have an interesting report from Robin Sagan in the WNEW-FM newsroom.
The waters of the sacred Hindu river, the Ganges, are still in danger. The CIA isn't talking, and the Carter administration is yet to move on the problem of getting a CIA-placed nuclear device out of the Himalayas. Members of Congress and representatives of the Ralph Nader Organization joined author Howard Cohn at a Tuesday news conference in hopes of prompting some action from President Carter and getting more information on some 200 similar devices said to be situated throughout the globe. New York Congressman Richard Ottinger joined Michigan Representative John Dingell in a letter to the Carter administration demanding action in the removal of the device.
The Indian government has acknowledged the placement of a nuclear generator, and it seemed ridiculous that the CIA should continue to classify the information. We'd like to know where these generators have been placed throughout the world, and in particular we're concerned about commercial generators that don't use plutonium but apparently use strontium-90 as their fuel source.
Ottinger, the ranking Democratic member of the House Energy and Power Subcommittee, says either his or the Interior Committee will hold hearings on those 200 portable nuclear generators. Strontium-90, replacing plutonium in the so-called snap generator, is water-soluble, presenting an even greater damage to the environment in case of an accident. Howard Cohn, author of the original Outside magazine article that drew attention to the CIA device in India, says snap technology can easily go wrong. case in point, an Exxon generator on an oil rig.
In one instance, we've already found out that there was an imperfectly made snap generator used in the Gulf of Mexico on an oil rig. Salt water corroded it, and it short-circuited and almost leaked its strontium 90 core into the Gulf. It's that sort of problem that we're trying to avoid and we're trying to find out ahead of time.
The SNAP technology was developed in the early 60s, originally used in spy satellites. It's only recently found its way into the commercial sector, with major corporations such as ITT and Exxon the only entities with money enough to buy them. That is, of course, except the government. It's not known where most of these generators are, but Ottinger says he'll find out.
Even if we have to have hearings and subpoena the administration, we'll get it.
Do you think you'll use the Freedom of Information Act?
Yeah, sure, but we'll use whatever resources are necessary. Even if the information is classified, we're entitled to get it.
Author Cohn suggests anyone concerned with the proliferation of such nuclear devices write his congressional representatives, urging them to press for further investigation. For WNEW-FM News, I'm Robin Sagan.
Watch the waves tumble over the sand.